My dad has some family in Mexico City, and my cousin who lives there was getting married. I'm not very close to my family in Mexico. I rarely see them, and those cousins are much older than me. My parents said I could stay home alone for 2 weeks. They decided I could stay home so I wouldn't miss school and be bored out of my mind. At 14 years old, this was a big deal for me, and my Aunt Dee Dee and godmother would drop by a couple of times and make sure everything was okay, and jokingly say to make sure I didn't burn the house down. Everything was normal, until this 1 week. It had been raining, and it was one of those storms with a torrential downpour. Large hail and very strong winds. To be honest, I really enjoyed storms like this. I was in the basement at the time, since a tornado warning was issued, and Chicago isn't prone to tornadoes. I figured it was better to be on the safe side. Our Ring camera kept chiming, and I assumed it was the wind setting it off, so I didn't bother to go check. All of a sudden, I heard a crashing sound outside, and thinking the patio furniture may have fallen over or something, I went upstairs to check it out. That's when I saw a person standing in the yard, looking directly at our kitchen windows, like they were trying to see if anyone was home, since all the lights were off. Our eyes met, and the smile the person gave me was so evil, and they started pounding on the window like they were trying to break in. I grabbed a knife and hit the alarm to call the police. Within minutes, the police showed up and told the person in the yard to drop the weapon and get on the ground. The cops pulled off the hood of the person, and it was a distant cousin who had a falling out with the family. She kept yelling that we stole her house, that we owed her money, and that she'll be back. And then she looked right at me and said, You'll be sorry. Do not forget this face. I knew she was on something. She has a long history of drug use, and when she's on drugs, it's like she's insane. I told the cops my parents were in Mexico, but they called my aunt and godmother, told them what happened, and they came to stay with me. While my parents were disturbed by what happened, they were proud of how calm I was, and I did stay home alone again from time to time. Turns out, this cousin had arrest warrants in another state, and she was transferred out of state to be charged with arson and armed robbery. It's been years since this happened, and I never saw my cousin again. Last I heard, she was in Texas with her biological mother, and I honestly hope she's doing better and changed her life around. Right after I dropped out of high school and moved out of my parents' house, I needed work, real bad. I'd have done pretty much anything for rent money about that time in my life. So I'm lucky, or unlucky, depending on how you look at it, that the local cemetery needed employees. At first, the old-timers who had been working there for 20 or 30 years just wondered why someone so young would ever want to be a grave digger. It was tough work, terrible on the lower back, but I soon adjusted, and it turned out to be something more akin to a free gym membership than an actual job. I mean, I got swole pretty fast. If I'm being honest, it only ever felt like work if the weather was bad, or we had an actual funeral on site. Otherwise, it was just nice to be able to spend some time outdoors. So, the way our cemetery was set up was pretty simple. The majority of the grounds were just regular grave sites. All pretty much the same size and same price. But the northwest corner of the grounds was a private site that contained much larger plots. These were reserved for much wealthier families, and the local undertaker made a lot of cash from selling extravagant grave setups to them.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. Geico's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. and with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are. There's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone, but not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Them. I'm talking whole mausoleums, statues of angels, stuff like that. We hardly ever visited that area of the site, except for cleaning and maintenance duties, and those were never left to me. I didn't take it personally, but the older guys just didn't trust me with all the cleaning chemicals and whatnot that kept the marble and brass fixtures looking fresh. Which is why it was so weird when I got a phone call one of my days off, asking me if I had been up to that area recently. My boss was livid. I could hear it in his voice, and he pulled no punches when he asked me if I had been screwing around in the Northwest plots. Of course, I told him no, that the last time I had been up there was to watch one of the old-timers using the marble cleaning chemical as part of my training, and that had been months back. He sighed, seemed confused, and was confounded, so I asked him what exactly the issue was. He replied that it could wait until the next time I was at work. I was worried, sure, but I was pretty sure that I hadn't done anything wrong. Not deliberately, anyway. And especially nothing that involved the Northwest plots. A couple of days later, when I rolled into work, the atmosphere was tense. I knew something fairly serious had happened. All I knew, I wouldn't have to badger anyone to find out why. The boss man walked me out to the Northwest plot, silent the whole way, and I knew better than to open my mouth until I found out exactly what was going on. There was already a worker up in the plot, tending to one of the graves. That's when my boss told me that if I had been hanging around the area, maybe during my lunch break, eating a few snacks among the opulent grave sites, now would be the time to tell him. I swore up and down that I hadn't, that I knew better than to eat stuff near the graves, as I had been well informed, it attracts wild animals that can in turn do damage to some of the resting places. That's when he broke it down for me. Something had tried to dig up one of the freshly dug graves out in the Northwest plots. He said something in particular, and not someone, because we each had enough experience to recognize when a grave had been dug with tools, or by hand, or in this case, by claw. It was rough around the edges, obvious claw marks in the dirt, as opposed to the straight lines carved out by a shovel. This was something of an emergency. I mean, for obvious sanitary reasons, but for sentimental reasons too. If local families discovered that wild animals were trying to dig up their deceased relatives, there would be an uproar. Something had to be done, and quickly. A meeting was called among the gravediggers and attendants. As far as we knew, the mysterious digging had taken place overnight, and was most likely undertaken by some kind of scavenger animal, a coyote, a black bear, maybe even an escaped dog. The solution was obvious. Night watchmen would have to be present in the cemetery every night until the situation was resolved. And guess who Valin told to be the night watchman for the first full week? You guessed it. The young guy. The new guy. Me. The only thing that made the proposal even vaguely attractive was the fact that anyone doing the night work would be paid double the regular rate, and I could definitely have done with the extra cash. The first night of being on watch really sucked. All I had for company was a flask of strong coffee and a .22 pellet gun loaned to me by one of the other workers to take down any varmints. It was long, boring, and lonely. But once I adjusted my sleeping pattern, it got a little easier. Then, on the second to last night of my watchman duties, I was on a little foot patrol, walking up towards the Northwest plot, with a flashlight in my hand. That's when I saw it. A flurry of frantic limbs, digging at the earth. I could have shouted something, maybe even fired the .22 into the air to scare the animal away. But something in me wanted to end this whole thing right then and there. If I killed whatever critter was causing us so much trouble, I might be out the extra pay, but at least I would have my daytime life back. I crept up slowly, turning the flashlight off and sneaking stealthily towards the dark shape, working away at the earth. I have hunted rabbits at night with my uncle before, so I figured I would use the old flashlight technique to cause the animal to freeze for a second so I could take the killing shot. But when I did, when I aimed that powerful flashlight in the direction of the digging thing, I almost cried out in fear. It wasn't an animal at all. It was a human, crouched on all fours, digging away at the earth with his or her bare hands. I couldn't bring myself to aim the rifle. I was too shocked at what I was looking at. So all I did was start making as much noise as possible, telling them to get out of there, saying that I would call the cops if they didn't comply. They complied all right, but not out of fear. The look in that person's eyes was one of fury, pure anger that they had been interrupted in their obscene little act. I swear, if I hadn't had that rifle with me, I honestly don't know if I would be here today to tell this story. Needless to say, the other workers didn't believe what I saw. Some of them told me they didn't doubt that I had seen something. They just disputed what that thing was. And I get that. I really do. But still, I know what I saw. And it was definitely a person.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. Some of y'all might have heard I made the cross-country move from LA to New York last year, and Wayfair has definitely helped me create the feeling of home wherever I am. I love a cozy couch and a comfy living room that feels like our little sanctuary for our family. And I love vases, I love candles, I love anything that kind of makes you feel at home and peaceful. Anyway, something about me is I love options when it comes to making my home more me. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. Everyone loves a good deal. I mean, who does not want free and fast and easy delivery? Come on. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.